Morning, Duncan.
Good morning, guys. Can we actually start with the Indy 500? Because right now, guys, I am standing on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway here in Indiana, where I've just witnessed the Indy 500. It's certainly a bucket list item. 300,000 people at the racetrack. They call it the greatest spectacle in racing. They call this place the motorsport capital of the world.
Wow.
Simon Pagenaud has just won his first Indianapolis 500. He's the 2019 winner. The defending champion, as we know, Australia's Will Power, came here as a defending champion. Oh, poor Will. I mean, he started in P6. He moved up to P3, P2. He was leading the race for one lap and then was sort of in the mix. And then was coming through the pits right in front of me, came in way too hot, managed to hit one of his pit crew, actually ran over his crewman's foot and hit the hose, which is an automatic penalty. So Will was penalised all the way back to the field. So basically, Will was all the way back in about 30th position and then made this charging run through the field at the end of the race, managed to finish in P5, but I tell you what, his teammate Simon Pagenaud, he's etched himself into Indy folklore here today by winning his first Indianapolis 500. It's an incredible event, guys.
And do we know much about Pagenaud? Is he someone that's always been there or thereabouts?
Yeah, he certainly has been. I mean, he comes from Team Penske here, Laurie. So Team Penske, they're like the New York Yankees of motorsport. Yep. Roger Penske has now won his 18th Indy 500. That's a record. I mean, this is a guy who's been in the game for 50 years. And he's worth $1.83 billion. So he certainly has the backing behind him. Pagenaud's been knocking on the door for a while, had a very quiet start to the IndyCar season, and he's just over the moon because now for the rest of his life, he is going to be remembered as an Indianapolis 500 winner.
Yeah, it's not a bad effort, isn't it? It's amazing. Congratulations to him. All right, now let's get to some NBA. So exciting times for Toronto and all the supporters there, but they're really going to make it tough for them, aren't they, Golden State Warriors? Kevin Durant confirmed he won't be there game one.
Yeah, well, who knows if they're doing a bit of posturing here, Jimmy. I mean, they probably won't be there for game one. They've had such a long layoff, haven't they? I mean, but basically they swept the Portland Trailblazers, so they've been twiddling their thumbs for a little bit longer. And then they've waited for the Raptors to wrap up that series in six games against the Bucks, who are really in a really good position last night. I mean, they were up by 10 or 12 points in that game. I mean, Giannis wasn't playing, you know, in his dominant sort of fashion, but their role players are doing well. All-star Chris Middleton was having a fantastic game. But you just had the feeling watching that game, didn't you, guys, that as long as the Raptors could be within striking distance going into that final quarter, the Raptors could really come over the top of them with the home crowd support, and they really did that. And I tell you what, Kawhi Leonard, I've been hearing reports that his knee is absolutely cooked. So I've got no idea what sort of injections he's putting in that, and he'll have to put in that for the NBA Finals. The good news is the Raptors will have a home court advantage in the NBA Finals, so game one will be on Friday, Australian time. Of course, the first two games will be in Toronto. And then, of course, it switches to Golden State. But I tell you what, the Warriors, they've been here. This is the Raptors' first final series. They know what to do. Even without Kevin Durant, it seems like this Raptors team is actually pretty banged up themselves. So we'll have to wait and see how they perform under pressure in these big finals, big lights of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, I tell you what, he's carrying this Toronto side. He's been amazing. And yesterday he really stood up when the game was on the line, and he produced some outstanding basketball.
Yeah, he's one of these guys who's almost like a once-in-a-generation player, Laurie. I mean, he's a two-way player, so he's just as good on the defensive end as he is on the offensive end. And it seems like he's a very, very quiet, reserved, shy kind of guy, but he certainly lets his basketball do the talking. And he's just actually playing well in the big pressure moments for the Raptors in the series. There's no doubt about it. He's been the player of the playoffs this season.
Is he going to stay with Toronto, Duncan?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I mean, the reports are that he probably won't. But if he's dragging this Raptors team to the NBA Finals, maybe he will stay. I mean, there was a lot of talk, especially in the Eastern Conference semi-finals, when he really was carrying the team and it looked like the Raptors could be on the brink of elimination, that he might just be fed up. He's not getting any help from the likes of Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam. That's it, he'll be out. And he's been linked to the LA Clippers. He's been obviously linked to the LA Lakers with LeBron James. That remains to be seen. But I tell you what, he's the most loved man in Toronto at the moment, other than rapper Drake. So
I saw him on the sideline, Drake.
He was giving a shoulder massage to the coach, wasn't he, Drake?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, Drake. I asked Will.
Carrying on like a full chop.
Just on Kawhi Leonard, now, has he catapulted himself into that upper echelon of players in the NBA? And you're talking about your James Harden and LeBron James and Steph Curry. And what sort of size franchise are Toronto? Are they able to keep a player of that calibre?
Oh, there's no doubt they're able to keep him, yeah, with the cap. It's just a matter of whether he wants to stay there. I mean, he's one of these guys who's already ensconced in that top 3 to 5 bracket anyway, Jimmy. I mean, this is a guy who a lot of people forget that he sat out, you know, a lot of the season with the San Antonio Spurs last season. There was all that conjecture about, is he actually injured or is he posturing or does he not want to play under Greg Popovich? But I'll tell you what, this season he's certainly cemented himself as a top 5 player in the NBA, possibly top 3. And I tell you what, if he can lift this Raptors team to win their first ever NBA championship, they'll be building a statue of him in Toronto. There's no doubt about that.
Most definitely.
Well, when we move forward then with the Golden State Warriors, Toronto in the head-to-head battle of favourites in Game 1, $1.85, Golden State $1.95. And I know it's at home for Toronto, but can you see them winning that game, first game?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's one of these things, Laurie, where, you know, if the Golden State Warriors come out a little bit rusty, which they have in previous playoff series this season, then, yeah, for sure. The Raptors have certainly got a lot of momentum at the moment. And this Toronto home court crowd, especially at Scotiabank Arena, has just been a massive, massive plus for them. Take Drake out of the equation, guys. This is a parochial home crowd. I mean, you've basically got a whole country that's behind this one NBA team, the Toronto Raptors. And, yeah, this home court advantage was certainly a factor in last night's win. And who knows, it might be a massive factor in the NBA Finals as well.
You've got a tough gig, haven't you, Duncan? Where are you right now? You're standing on the track?
I am standing, Jimmy, like right on the front straight here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. There was 300,000 people at the racetrack here today. There were all sorts of yahoos, crazy fans. We had people dressed up as Donald Trump, people dressed up in checkered flags, American flags. I mean, they're a different kind of sports fan over here. They're your typical Midwest racing fan. They've been drinking for the last 3 days. They came flooding in the gates at 6 a.m. this morning, and they just couldn't wait to get on it. So I tell you what, it's going to be a long, long journey to get out of this joint, I reckon.
Yeah, you probably take the taxi, you'll dolled up like the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard. But anyway, good on you, Duncan. Appreciate that. And the boys will speak next week.
No worries, guys. Always a pleasure.